Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The low-fat cookie catastrophe. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Delicious fat-free Snapwell double scoop cookies?
Why, yes, I do.
You want to tell us why we can't find them in the stores anymore?
Well, what is this?
You got some explaining to do, Cookie Man.
Yeah.
They're a little more popular than we expected.
Ooh, yeah. These guys quick.
But we're making more as fast as we can.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
Hey, I just make the cookies. You want the big boys upstairs.
The makers of fat-free Snackwell's Devil's Food cookies apologize for the short supply.
I was out the other day, very safely, at my local grocery store, perusing the cookie aisle, you know, because I needed to get...
Essentials.
Yeah, exactly. Only essentials. I'm a simple woman who buys 40 different cookies.
Just, you need sustenance. You
I
just
do,
want to survive.
Okay? Come on, I need my nutrients, which is mostly hazelnut-based, okay? And I looked up, and I was in a Vons, and I saw a Snackwell's cookie box, like on the top shelf, you know, like not prime real estate. And it just... It was like a trauma. It was like a trauma of my childhood because my mom had every Snackwells, every type. We always had them in our house. I didn't realize that they were still being sold, but they are. And so I had to go deep and see what happened to the Snackwells cookie because I do that for you.
I think they must have, their marketing must have been successfully targeted to mothers because my mother had them as well.
Yeah,
I mean, they were
that green package,
that green with the dark cookie on
yeah.
it, the white writing.
Exactly.
And green is not like necessarily like, ooh, I got to pick up this green box of cookies.
No, when you think about cookies, especially like I did a little bit of research at the last show that I worked on about sales and colors. Green, especially that like really like bright green, is not really a high selling color. It's usually like natural understated tones or things that seem more like chocolatey or things that seem more like indulgent, even a white background and like a color that pops. So yeah, the green Snackwells box itself is already counterintuitive.
They did something right.
They did something right, and then they did something very wrong. Snackwells has been around since 1992, and the big thing about them was that they were fat-free, which meant, at that point, healthier. The U.S. was going through a big no-fat health craze, which came from a call for reduction in fat, but not carbs, from the USDA. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of carbs in a Snackwells cookie, 18 grams, 7% of your daily value, and I believe the serving size is 2 cookies. So if you're eating a bunch of cookies, you're getting up there with
and
the carbs.
Sugar is up
out of
there.
Control, out of control. But yeah, I think carbs was really the thing that they got kind of nailed for eventually, having that many carbs. Because I think with cookies too, you assume that there's a lot of sugar. Most cookies don't have this many carbs.
Well, you're low fat and you're like, well, I don't want fat on my body. And
yeah.
The fat in the cookie is the same chemical makeup as the fat in my body,
yeah.
Right?
And sure.
And people, you know, especially in the 80s,
oh
low
my God.
Fat. You know, low fat, high carbs mm-hmm. was, and then everyone was like, why are we all fat?
Yeah.
Then, you know, there with Jenny Craig and Weight
exactly.
Watchers. And how come with so many gyms,
mm-hmm.
so many
curves.
Diet plans mm-hmm. out there, so many supplements, why is there so much of that so available,
mm-hmm.
yet there's still a, like, this system
working,
this cycle that we can't get out mm-hmm. of with, you know, obesity or diabetes, and I get my levels checked.
Yeah, you
I'm
get
of
your
that
levels
age.
Checked.
My A1C's
for sure.
checked.
Not me. I'm a barely legal, you know, eating Cheetos, drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. We got a mountain of cookies next to us. Same thing with the shakes, like a lot of the Slim Fast shakes. I remember drinking those when I was like 15, and being like, oh, okay, like, I can do this. My mom doing it. And again, none of that stuff, they were so...
Did it taste like the metal can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, the chocolate was really gross. The chocolate also, like, a chalky chocolate. That's why I was never, like, a huge Snackwells fan. That, like, mealy, kind of, like, tinny, chemical-y chocolate was never my thing. Give me chemical vanilla or butterscotch or peanut butter. I am absolutely on board. But chocolate... not a big thing. According to PBS Frontline, Snackwell's carbohydrate count might have helped contribute to the obesity epidemic of that time, and obviously is still like a gigantic thing now, but it is cited as something that really like pushed this idea of health and what is healthy and what is good to eat, good quote unquote, and bad to eat so hard. And I remember it as a kid. I remember like, this is good and this is bad. And again, I think it just messed with all of our minds collectively and was a gigantic fail. And still, that's why it's up on the top shelf right now, covered in dust.
Also, you know, right now or for a while, at least most people realize that low fat and high sugar is an issue. Mm-hmm. There's also the flip of like we talked about the Atkins diet.
Yeah.
So we're actually just talking about the flip side of the Atkins diet.
Yeah,
in a way.
Pretty much.
And, you know, now things like paleo and keto and, mm-hmm. you know, less carbs and less sugar and wherever you fall in that spectrum is where you do. But this would be kind of these polar opposites, you know, lead to a lot of kind of dissension in the ranks.
Every 10 years, there's a new study that comes out that says, like, eggs have, you know, like two, you know, it's like, this is good, this is bad, whatever, et cetera. But this, I mean, there's really not a lot of arguing that this cookie was really bad for you. Snackwell's cookies were developed by Nabisco's longtime head food scientist, Sam Porcello. He is thought to be one of the world's leading experts on cocoa, but most famously is known for creating the Oreo cream filling in the Oreo cookie and like engineering that like perfect. We have some Oreos right here, some double stuff.
I ate six of them, but I still don't really understand what they are. I think I need another six.
Yeah, you got to keep testing it. I get it. You're going to do the work for this guy. He has 5 patents directly related to the Oreo. He's a New Jersey native.
Hello.
He was a teacher for a while, then worked for the Charms Company, creator of the Tootsie Pop, and was almost hired by big cosmetics companies, but didn't get any jobs with them because they found out that he was a communist and also that he was colorblind. So
interesting.
I know, kind of an interesting. I did a bit of a deep dive on him because I was like, who the fuck is this guy that created the Devil's Fruit Snackwells cookie? Turns out he's also created another one of my beloved favorites, the Oreo. So Porcello got hired doing research for Nabisco, moved into Snackwell's territory, and bailed in 1993 after 34 years in the industry, a year after Snackwells were introduced to the public. Snackwells initially were cream, shortbread, and devil's food cookies, all fat-free. The most popular, Snackwells Devil's Food, boasted no high-fructose corn syrup, no partially hydrogenated oils, and no artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives. They had this kind of chewy chocolate outer, like, crust. Crust is not the right
like
word.
You can almost, like, break it, right?
Yeah, it was shatters like a shell. Little bit. It was like a shell, but that's not the right word, yeah. It's like it was like a skin. Skin is a great word for it.
Yeah. You should work for their marketing.
Thank you. They had a marshmallow film underneath, and inside that delicious, chemically soft devil's food cookie cake. So they were introduced in 1992. All of the cookies sold out in 3 months, and people went nuts. They would follow trucks of Snackwell's delivery. They would hoard cookies. I
can't imagine anyone hoarding anything these days.
Yeah, it's totally irrelevant. Totally all about realm of expertise. They were all about those devil's food cookies. In 1995, Snackwell sales peaked at about $490 million of sales of tiny diet cookies. And I also remember, and I couldn't quite, like, I don't know exactly how much they were sold, but they were expensive cookies. They were like $6 for a box. And I didn't see what it was when I just saw
that's a small
week.
Price to pay when you can eat as many as you want and not gain any weight.
Exactly. They were like a miracle cookie, right? Exactly. Everything that they said was true and delivers. And actually, this isn't a fail at all. The end. Just kidding. Yeah, yeah. In 2013, Snackwells, then part of Mondelez International, was acquired by the Back to Nature Foods Company in a joint venture formed by Mondelez and a private equity firm. Back to Nature had to build a new delivery system which would make the cookies more available. So that was like the big impetus for the change, was like, even in 2013, these were popular cookies and they still needed to be distributed, and they had always had problems getting the supply to the demand. The fat-free craze, though, was really waning by then. So the cookies were really falling out of favor anyway. But even that, again, that little supply was still in demand because people, there was such a loyal following. And actually, with what we'll talk about a little bit later, people, if you liked Snackwell's cookies, especially the Devil's Food, you, like, loved them. Like, it was, like, the thing. And again, you still had that fat-free kind of mentality. The fat-free craze was really waning by then. And the flavor of the cookies, namely the Devil's Food, became more of, like, a gritty, unpalatable kind of a joke at that point. Because, again, it was like fat-free wasn't a thing anymore. They had been bought to something else. In August 2017, B&G Foods bought Snackwell's cookies and Back to Nature granola for $162.5 million. As of last year, Snackwell's Devil's Food cookies are no longer fat-free, containing an improved formula, which includes 3 grams of fat per serving and a different configuration of cookie, marshmallow, and chocolate. And people hated it. So it was already hard to get them. Then they sold from company to company, rebranded it, redistributed it, and then they changed the recipe on the only fan base at this point that they had. It was 2017, and people were livid. And just like that, Snackwell's fate was sealed. So I'm going to read you some of the new and improved cookie reviews. Snackwell's pissed off customer, 1 star. I used to eat these growing up, but they were my grandma's favorite and everything about the cookie was amazing. But what I loved especially was the calories. It used to be 50 per serving, but now it's 120 per serving. Not only is it more fattening now, but it's absolutely disgusting. There is nothing improved about this. You absolutely destroyed your company with this. I won't be buying anymore, and I'm sad to say I've wasted my money on what used to be my favorite, more healthy treat. You should be ashamed. User's recommendation? Do not buy this ever. All caps. Snackwell's, the new Devil's Food cookies are gross. 1 star. Bring back the old recipe. These are trash. Thanks.
Oh, is it thanks?
Nabisco, give me back the Devil's Food cookie I've always treasured. The square one. 1 star. They still all get 1 stars. I've always treasured the Devil's Food cookie. The square one is by far the best. My mom used to buy them, and I'm sure she enjoyed them one at a time. They have always been on the expensive side, so do not eat them all at one time. Like having a prize in the cabinet, a treasure to find, one more left. And there's like four.
Is this fan fiction?
There's 4 exclamation points after every sentence. I was so disappointed this time to find something different in the box. The whole round cookie is not good. Too much thick cookie, too much thick marshmallow, and the chocolate coating is not the same either. Just don't mix the same in your mouth. Please go back to recipe of square cookie, or at least provide a choice, better square cookie or not so good round cookie. Also, do not like your title, Pissed Consumer, which is the name of the website. Dissatisfied customer would be better.
She's got criticisms for everything. Exactly. She's on a roll. Exactly. She's like, guns are blazing.
While we're at it. So all of this happened. Snackwell sales plummeted, but it did create something called what economists call the Snackwell effect. And it is the name for the tendency to consume greater quantities of an item or service deemed morally superior, such as a healthier cookie or more energy efficient lighting.
12-pack of Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I would never do that. You would never do that. Yeah. Shut up. I want to thank Time Magazine, New York Daily News, The New York Times, and of course, Snackwell's. For triggering me in that grocery store.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter what people, like, if, whether it's worse for you or really doesn't do what it says, people like that familiarity. And mm-hmm. the fact that when this is my grandmother ate those Snackwells mm-hmm. makes me feel very old because it's not that old of a cookie.
No. Well, also they talk about, like, we've been eating these for 40 years. And I was like, no, you haven't. A lot of the reviews were like, we've been eating this for generations. And I'm like, when? Well, what?
I mean, I guess if there's a short time in between their children having children, I suppose.
Maybe. But I feel like when I was reading about the Snackwell effect, I was like, isn't that just like everything that I encounter?
I would say
now?
I like to stick it to Jamba Juice when I can.
Oh.
And if they have
when you can.
Things, when I can. And right now I can. Yeah. They have a lot of, obviously, you know, they have oranges and mm-hmm. they'll have, you know, carrots or whatever. But you're drinking a bucket of sugar.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're drinking. And you're like, this is healthy. This will make my body mm-hmm. optimal. And
yeah.
It won't. It's not everything there is like that, but that general idea of getting this huge jug of sugar. Mm-hmm. And it's not all like, well, it's all freshly squozen vegetables.
Squozen.
It's usually they'll add in some concentrates and fillers and ice.
Yeah.
Coming after you, Jamba Juice.
Exactly.
Well,
you wanna, I have a very quick Jamba Juice story. In college, there was one right on State Street in Madison. And one time I got so drunk at the apartment above it off of Everclear, which is illegal to be sold that I vomited over the balcony onto the Jamba Juice. So
you
I'm a freedom fighter.